Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Krista, and we're your hosts, guides, and friends on this path. Almost 30 is not about your age. It's about the feeling. All of us are almost something, seeking community and resources to support the rumblings of transformation within us.
Our conversations are deep dives, shepherded by our insatiable curiosity and desire for connection, enduring inspiration, and a sense of levity that we can all benefit from.
We're looking to find the magic in the human experience.
Buckle up, baby. Your evolution is waiting. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. Happy you're here. So glad you found us. I'm always so curious how that happened. Usually it's a friend sending you an episode. Maybe you found us on Instagram. No matter how you found us, it's probably for a reason. We've just heard from so many of you that you've found an episode that really resonated with you at a certain point in your life. And you're hooked ever since. And so we thank you. Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for spreading the good news about what we're doing here at Almost 30. Krista and I are best friends, actual real life best friends who started this podcast literally on our closet floors 7 years ago. And here we are. We have a full business now. It is our full-time gig. We are writing a book. We have courses and programs and a membership. Lots of ways that you can get involved with Almost 30 and really support yourself in your conscious evolution. We know this is a potent time when you're almost 30, but also if you find yourself, you know, before that period or well after that period, just know that this way in which we navigate change and the way in which we support ourselves is going to just really help you for the rest of your life. So that was the intention when we started the pod. We have conversations with guests. We do solo episodes like today's episode. We hope you find something that truly resonates on a regular basis. Okay, shall we do this? This solo episode is coming at a 3-month mark for me, 3 months postpartum. Whoa. It is wild, y'all. Life is truly so, so wild. I feel incredibly blessed. I gave birth at the end of August, August 23rd, to a healthy baby boy, Maverick, and life has just completely flipped for me, and in the best way and in the most intense way. And so today's episode will be for anyone and everyone who finds themselves or will find themselves in a moment, a season of being stretched. If you find yourself in that type of experience, I'm here for you today in this whole episode because I am in a total stretch season and I've been so surprised that it feels incredibly good to be stretched. As hard and challenging as it can be in moments, the fact that I am experiencing this stretch season with such joy and like welcoming it in tells me that I've come so far and I'm really proud because normally, years ago, if I was in a stretch season being pushed to my limits, I would have been like, woe is me. Why is this happening to me? How do I get out of this? What did I do to deserve this? But no longer. I am just, yeah, I understand that we are called into these stretch seasons in order to feel more, be more of ourselves, to connect more deeply, to discover more of our purpose, to be more creative. It is like an alchemical freaking soup of all soups. And I just wanted to refocus us if this is something that you're going through. Because man, we can really go down the rabbit hole. We can spiral during these times where we're being stretched and not reap the benefits and rewards of such a season. So let's jump in. Okay, I need to introduce you to a revolutionary new app, Superhuman. I have been doing these superhuman activations every single morning for the last 3 weeks. Let me just tell you, I kind of fell off of my game after I had the baby. Most of my time and energy was going to him. Still is, but I have been able to carve out time in the morning before I get into the swing with him. And I've been doing these activations. I do a lot of the shorter ones because I don't have a ton of time. But let me just say, this is new. Like, this is a new type of audio that are super energizing and really specifically designed to transform you into your future self. So I know a lot of us want to manifest things. I know a lot of us are thinking about planning for the future, but a lot of us feel stuck. And so I've just felt like this has unstuck me in just the most beautiful way. So I've been doing a lot of their pep talks. I've been doing some of their writing activations. This morning I did the 3 morning questions. It was a 7-minute, really vibey writing activation that I love. So I had my journal out. Yesterday I did a pep talk about tackling procrastination. There's a part of me that procrastinates quite a bit. So I love this. I love this. There's going to be an activation for you for this moment, for this day. It's incredibly supportive. So we actually interviewed Mimi Bouchard, the founder, not too long ago. Check out that interview. And we have a sample of one of the activations on our feed. So you can check that out as well. It's way easier to implement into your routine and far more effective than any other audio app out there. I've just noticed that I'm doing it much more consistently. So please don't miss out on this crazy deal. They rarely do discounts. On top of the 14-day free trial, get over 60% off your subscription for a limited time only at activation.com/almost30. Literally, there is no risk. If you change your mind and forget to cancel after the trial, you're covered by their money back guarantee. The offer is only available through their website, not on the App Store. So that's activations.com/almost30 for 60% off. It expires soon. I am juggling quite a bit lately. I have a new baby, 6 months in, and we are finishing our book and running a business and a marriage and a house. And it's just a lot, but everything is all good and just my dream, but it's a lot. But I have found that if my health routine is on point, then everything runs smoothly. And one huge piece of that routine is my supplementation. And Symbiotica has just always been a constant in my routine. If you haven't heard of Symbiotica, they are a health and wellness company that does everything with intention. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Like, I know them. Sherveen has been on the podcast many times. I just have seen how passionate, how incredibly intelligent, how dedicated he is to creating products that are clean, plant-based, without toxic or harmful chemicals, which we need more of that in the world. So let me just run you through what I'm taking. I take the vitamin D3 K2. It's the liposomal form. I just squirt 12 little pumps in my mouth every single morning. I also take their B12. I'm also obsessed with the liposomal vitamin C. I have these little packets. Whether it's winter or whatever season, it's obviously great for immunity, but it also is amazing because it has biotin, one of nature's most beautifying ingredients. So I've seen an improvement in my skin, hair, and nail growth as well. I do have mom brain, but I'm doing my best to just support my brain health in any way. So for brain health, focus, and memory, I really love taking their liposomal magnesium L-threonate. It's an innovative form of magnesium that is able to cross the blood-brain barrier. It supports brain health, mood, immune system function, and overall well-being. It's incredible and tastes amazing. It's like this yummy vanilla cream flavor. That's the thing with Symbiotica products. They taste unbelievable. So it really makes taking all of these supplements so easy, so yummy, and I actually look forward to it. So if you want to give Symbiotica a try, there is no better time. Right now is the time. Symbiotica.com, Cymbiotika. Use our code almost30, 20% off site wide. So major. And then when you bundle and subscribe, which I highly recommend because you never want to run out of anything, you're going to get an extra discount. So just do it up. Symbiotica.com and use the code almost30 for 20% off site wide. as a supplement to this conversation, I was going through my bookshelf. Sean and I share a bookshelf. I was like, what book is calling to me to like support this conversation today? And I saw the Four Agreements on the shelf and I was like, wow, okay, let me revisit this. So I've been digging into this for the past few days. I'm like, oh yeah, like this is what I have been pulling into my process during this season. And it's been so helpful. And I didn't even remember that it was from the Four Agreements because I feel like I read it a few times so long ago that it's just kind of like integrated into who I am and how I operate, which is always the goal of a self-help book, but not always what I do. But this one really, really stuck. So I wanted to use that as a map for us. And I'm sure a lot of you have read it. So it'll be a good refresher as well. So just for context, I just want to like paint the picture of this stretch season I'm in and kind of the poignant pieces, the poignant feelings that are coming up that perhaps you'll relate to even if you're not in a postpartum period. You don't have to be. So before I gave birth, I had a 9-10 month pregnancy, and overall, I was feeling quite good. The usual first trimester, oh, this sucks. I feel terrible, exhausted, nauseous, all the things. But after that, it was, all things considered, quite comfortable until it wasn't towards the end. Before pregnancy, I was in a season of like first year of marriage bliss and just feeling super, super grateful for my life. We got a book deal. We were just in flow, recording on both coasts, LA and New York for the podcast. I was just in a really beautiful season with my family, reconnecting with them, seeing them more often. I was feeling really good in my body. All this to say, I was comfortable, like really, really comfortable, where I couldn't tell you something that I was like moving through that it was like so hard, bringing me down, just knocking me out. And I know that's like, that is a privilege to say, you know, when we're in those seasons, it's like, dang, okay. So I was quite comfortable. So when I gave birth, I knew like a couple weeks prior, I recorded an episode, which I'm sure some of you have listened to, about approaching parenthood and about approaching this just season of motherhood. And feeling this, ooh, the intensity of it, the what it is calling me to do and be and let go of. And it made me so emotional. I'm sure you heard it in the episode. It really brought me to tears because I realized like how much of my purpose was waiting for me here in motherhood. And yeah, and I felt all of that and more when he joined us here on Earth. But the postpartum period is a period that will, and honestly, probably motherhood going forward, that will push you to your limits, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally. Physically, you're exhausted, okay? Like that first week, you can't fathom how you are going to get through it because of the sleep deprivation, because you are healing. Because you are like contorting yourself in interesting positions to hold your baby, to feed your baby, to be comfortable in bed because you're uncomfortable from birth. Like there's just so many physical things pulling at you, gnawing at you, really. Breastfeeding, really tender nipples. Like it's a whole bucket. And so that was pushing me to my limits emotionally. Hormones are wild. It's a wild west within you. And so emotionally, I was, yeah, I could cry at any moment. And it was really beautiful, to be honest, because it felt good. But it was very unpredictable. You feel incredibly sensitive. Holy moly. I remember my first walk outside. It was psychedelic. I just felt so overwhelmed by the sounds, the smells, the people, the energies, like so sensitive. And also just doubly sensitive because I think I was taking on Mav's sensitivities too, the baby sensitivities, you know, wanting to protect him. Mentally, you know, being pushed to the limit. I think we do so many mental gymnastics as a mother and just in life in general. And my anxiety showed itself in ways that I hadn't seen before. Intrusive thoughts of like strolling him in his stroller down the sidewalk and thinking a car is going to come up on the sidewalk and hit us. Imagining that, what if I drop him? Like just, ugh. It's so annoying. It's a lot overwhelming. The mental gymnastics of, I hope my husband feels seen and loved during this time when so much of my energy is going to the baby. I hope our families feel seen and loved, even though we're like not having them visit for the first couple weeks. Are they okay with that? What do people think of that? Thinking about, what do people think of our decisions and how we're raising our child and what we decide to do? And oh my gosh. Push to the damn limit on all fronts. So what I noticed very early on was that because I hadn't been in a season of discomfort in quite some time, like real discomfort and really like true stretching, I was almost excited. And that might come off as annoying to you if you are in the season of stretch and you're like, get me out. But try on for a second, like you're trying on a coat, like a blazer. Try on the belief that, oh, I'm actually kind of excited by the challenge that this season is presenting me, because I know from my own experience that when I'm in a challenging season or challenging experience, on the other side, there is growth, there is reward, there is connection, there is love, whatever it is, whatever you've experienced, like as proof, try that on. Try that on for yourself, because so much of what we say about this season manifests as truth. And that brings me to that first agreement, be impeccable with your word. And so I noticed early on that anyone who would ask me, how are you doing? Like, how is everything? Oh my God, you must be so overwhelmed. And I was honest. I was like, you know what? It is a lot. Life is completely different. And I'm really, really loving like who I am in this season. I'm not doing anything perfectly. I'm not getting it all right. But I am really loving how I'm showing up. I'm loving this new role that I've stepped into, loving the love that I have for this little being. Like, I was so specific in how I would talk about this season. It wasn't a lie, right? I wasn't lying to myself in order to convince myself. I was saying what was true, which was, yeah, this is a lot. This is overwhelming at times. And I'm surprised and just so thankful that I am embracing this like I am, that I am finding like the fun in moments. And also I'm reminding myself so many times a day that this isn't going to last forever. What if I look back and I was like so miserable and just wished my way out of it? Oh, I would be so sad, because these are the moments and the moments that you're moving through in your stretch season that you might say one day, like, I wish I could go back there. Like, actually, that season was so powerful. I wish I could go back there. So try on that belief. Think about the story that you're going to tell about this, whether it's in the future or right now. Be impeccable with your word. I just want to read a little bit from this chapter of the four agreements. The first agreement is the most important one and also the most difficult one to honor. It is so important that with just this first agreement, you will be able to transcend the level of existence I call heaven on earth. Dang. So the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. It sounds very simple, but it is very, very powerful. Why your word? Your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. Through the word, you express your creative power. It is through the word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the word. What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will all be manifested through the word. The word is a force. It is the power you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. You can speak. What other animal on the planet can speak? The word is the most powerful tool you have as a human. It is the tool of magic. But like a sword with two edges, your word can create the most beautiful dream, or your word can destroy everything around you. One edge is the misuse of the word, which creates a living hell. The other edge is the impeccability of the word, which will only create beauty, love, and heaven on earth. Ooh, yeah. So we have a choice. And I know that's hard to hear for a lot of us who are like, this is happening to me. Why does this happen to me? Sometimes it's just easier to be the victim. I totally get it. Sometimes I just want to be like, fuck, why? This is not fair. But we have more power than that. Let's not give away our power in those moments. We know too much. We are too much. We deserve a lot. So I want us to be impeccable with our word when we are talking about this stretch season that we are in, when we are talking about being pushed to our limits. Instead of, life really sucks right now. Life really sucks. Like, I don't, you know, no one gets me. No one gives me opportunities. The market is too saturated, or I never get the recognition I deserve. What words are you going to use to describe this season? Be impeccable with them, because they will create your reality. Okay, let that land. So, in this season of motherhood, of taking care of a child, and being in the modern age of social media and so much information at our fingertips, it is easy on a daily, even hourly basis to find evidence that you are doing this wrong. If you Google it, you will find it, right? Same with social media. There's going to be so many different opinions about how your baby should sleep at night and how many times they should feed during the day and what their milestones should be at certain ages and weeks. It is endless. And I've had to really pull back my energy. I'm someone who loves to research. I love to learn things. I am out there, right? I'm in books. I'm on websites. I am in mom chats. I am on social media. But I really had to pull back my energy and only dip into my research mode intentionally. Because what I found was happening was my mind had something to say about when I would find conflicting information with what my intuition said, right? So sometimes I would have an intuitive hit about, say, how I wanted the quote schedule to go during the day, or how to properly feed my child, breast milk, formula, the whole thing. And so I would do my research. I would kind of go out and see like what the effects of this are and what are the benefits of this. And I would find information that would confirm that I am not doing it correctly, or I should think about it in a completely different way, when my intuition was just telling me like, actually, you should try this. You should try this. And so much of motherhood is trial and error, let's be real. So what was happening was that I was holding back from actually stepping into this season of stretch by staying in a comfort zone. And that comfort zone was characterized by this feeling of, okay, I'm doing it right. Okay, I'm going to get approval from the Lord of the mothers, you know, and I'm going to get approval from my child one day when he's in therapy, right? Like, so insane. But I was in my comfort zone, and that's not what this season is about. Trusting my intuition in every which way as a mother is part of the stretch that I'm going through. Did I trust my intuition before? Yeah, I did. But this is a whole other level. Your intuition is cranked the F up, and you have another human kind of depending on your intuitive hits and following them. So I had to pull my energy back from the intense like research I was doing, being on social, hearing other mothers, et cetera, and really, really lean in to my intuition. And when I got things, quote, wrong, or maybe it just didn't fit for Mav, like we tried something else and we continue to kind of stretch our relationship with each other, mother and baby, like, okay, let's try this. Let's see if this works, and really have the least amount of noise from the outside world to be able to tune in, stretch with each other, and find a point where you're at like another level of intuitive hits and taking action. And that's what started to happen. And as I did that, less and less was I affected by the opinions of friends, of family, of social media, of books, of whatever. Like I have taken the time to learn a lot on my own. Then when he came, so much of it was about trusting my intuition. So during this season of stretch that you're in, please turn down the volume on all of the opinions from the outside world. See if you can turn the volume down and tune in and turn the volume up on your intuition, that voice inside that just says very quietly, very confidently, very lovingly, like, let's try this. This is the way, or this is the next step. Right? And it's that relationship with your intuition that will make all the difference in this stretch season. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Therapy, y'all. I don't know what I did before therapy, to be completely honest with you. I think I was kind of a mess, but you know, found it when I was meant to, but I have been going to therapy for about 6 years now, which is so crazy. So crazy, but it has changed my life and I will continue to invest in therapy for as long as I can. I feel like it has totally, totally made my relationships better, made my career better. I am a better mom. I am a better wife. I am a better friend. I am a better daughter and sister. Y'all, it's just the gift that keeps on giving. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do, this is it. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you get matched and you're like, eh, not quite a fit, they make it easy and it's free to change. But I've had a lot of friends try BetterHelp and love it. So I really, really encourage you to start therapy. It's been the best decision I've ever made for myself. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/almost30 today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/almost30. To go along with this piece, the second agreement of don't take anything personally is so important. Because as you follow your intuition, naturally, it might disrupt some relationships in your life, right? During this stretch season, some of your relationships will be tested. Some of your relationships will be recalibrated. So not taking anything personally is incredibly important. I'm going to read a little bit about this second agreement, just as a reminder for people that have already read the four agreements. So the second agreement is don't take anything personally. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Using an earlier example that, you know, the author used an example earlier. If I see you on the street and I say, hey, you are stupid without knowing you, it's not about you. It's about me. If you take it personally, then perhaps you believe you are stupid. Maybe you think to yourself, how does he know? Is he clairvoyant or can everyone see how stupid I am? You take it personally because you agree with whatever he said. As soon as you agree, the poison goes through you and you are trapped in the dream of hell. What causes you to be trapped is what we call, and I love this, personal importance. What causes you to be trapped is what we call personal importance. Personal importance, or taking things personally, is the maximum expression of selfishness because we make the assumption that everything is about me. So let's pull up for a second. This personal importance, I think especially in this season of motherhood, has been completely stripped from me, at least for a time being before having a child, it was very much a decent amount about me, me, me. And not in a like, oh, self-centered way. It was more like I was so focused on me. What's next for me? How can I do this? Like, there's more that I can do. Am I doing enough? I, me, me, me. And so to have another being to care for, I've just realized like, wow, my self-importance has dissolved in the healthiest way ever. I still take care of myself. It's not about not doing self-care and it's not about any of that stuff. It's about redirecting some of the focus you put on doing and being a certain way in your life. The pressure you put on yourself to achieve, the pressure you put on yourself to be what other people want you to be the best, to be the most, to be the richest, to be the most successful. It just dissolves beautifully. And your season of stretch, whatever that looks like, could be dissolving it as well. You could call it humbling, which I've definitely used that word when describing the season I'm in, like humbling. It's really taking like that ego desire and giving it a rest. And it's been so liberating and so such a relief, to be honest. And so as I'm navigating this, yes, there have been moments where I've come up against or just met people who have an opinion and are insulted by either my decision or me and Sean's decision, or feel a type of way about, yeah, anything related to our parenthood and how we're raising them and what we decide to do, especially in these early months. And instead of saying, well, oh God, like, am I a bad mom? Or, oh God, like, yeah, maybe I am like terrible and I should be more considerate of other people, da, 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 da. Instantaneously, I have just been able to understand those moments as it's not really about me. Not about me. It's really about them and how they meet my decisions or how I'm living my life or what I choose to do with our child. So it's been, oh, the best feeling not to take on those moments like I used to. So remind yourself of that in this stretch season. Don't take things personally. Don't take things personally. It adds extra weight to what you are already pulling, and you don't need it. You have the perfect amount of weight to pull in this stretch season. It was designed for you. This season of your life was designed for you to stretch, to expand your capacity, to feel, to love, to deeply connect, to be creative, to be in your body, to express yourself. Specifically designed for you. So any extra weight that you take on, it kind of becomes something else that is not yours to take on, period. So don't take things personally. Okay, moving on. Third agreement, don't make assumptions. Don't make assumptions. So how I've also described this stretch season, and I know I've said that phrase a million times, but I really want to say it a million times because I think we need to change our perspective on the season that we're in. If you're feeling challenged, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling stretched, like, ooh, this is stretch season. I'm being stretched. You know, when you go for like a good yoga class, like a yin class, and you're stretching, it's hard. Sometimes it's a little uncomfortable, but oh my God, afterwards, you're like, yeah, that was nirvana. So that's what's happening. That is what's happening in your stretch season. So how I've described it at times was like, I feel like I am on a whole new journey. Let me say journey 100 times, a whole new journey. And I can't really see that far ahead, but I'm psyched to be here. So I can't plan too far. I don't know too far ahead. I'm just here. It is so new. It is so, ooh, expansive. I have to be as present as I can. I have to be as patient as possible. Because everything, every day is so new. If I were to plan or try to plan, it would cause me more pain. It would give me more challenge. So understanding and accepting that in this season of stretch, you can't really plan too far ahead. You really got to be here for the stretch. Can't rush through it. It's just like in a yoga class. You can't rush through it. Got to be here for the stretch. Have to let it elongate your muscles, right? And in that, you cannot make assumptions. Assumptions, from my perspective, the third agreement, do not make assumptions. Assumptions, from my perspective, are a way in which we as humans try to move faster, try to get there more quickly, try to validate our feelings or affirm what we believe more quickly. And I'm realizing that your season of stretch is really meant to slow you down as well, to slow you down so much that, yeah, you cannot make assumptions. Making assumptions normally happens when you're moving quite quickly. You're not able to consider different scenarios, different ways in which to approach something. Like, you just don't have the time. You're just moving quick. You're making assumptions. So if you're in a season of stretch that feels like really busy, really crazy, really stretching you, also know that it's actually asking you to slow down enough to be present in as many moments as you can and not assume anything. Do not assume anything, because you were gifted this stretch, right? You were gifted this stretch. And if you assume anything, it just limits the gift, being able to receive the gift. So let me just read a little bit about not making assumptions quickly, so or slowly. So we have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. Is that not true? The problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are true. We really do. We believe they are true. We convince ourselves they are true. We could swear they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We take it personally. Then we blame them and react by sending emotional poison in our word. That is why whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. So tell me, in this season of stretch, do you have some drama happening? Can you pinpoint some drama? Maybe something that you've like gossiped about with your friend recently, like, oh my God, you would not believe what she said to me at work. When I'm like on this huge project, I'm leading everything, I'm doing the most, like I'm trying to get promoted. I'm also like trying to date in this city, like I'm just being stretched so much, and you would not believe what my boss said to me, right? And it's what we believe, what this person believes about what her boss said to her, that completely can throw you off course. It's the belief in the assumption, right? All the sadness and drama you have lived in your life was rooted in making assumptions and taking things personally. So that second and third agreement, take a moment to consider the truth of this statement. The whole world of control between humans is about making assumptions and taking these personally. Our whole dream of hell is based on that. We create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally, because usually we start gossiping about our assumptions. So remember, gossiping is the way we communicate to each other in the dream of hell. So this is the author Don Miguel Ruiz, his terminology, dream of hell, and transfer poison to one another. Because we are afraid to ask for clarification, we make assumption and we believe we are right about the assumptions. Then we defend our assumptions and try to make someone else wrong. Ooh, because we are afraid to ask for clarification. So in this season of stretch, let that be one of the big messages. Ask for clarification. So if you are feeling just like overwhelmed, confused, there is room to ask for clarification, right? And there is room also, if there is no more clarification to be had, to lean into the unknown and trust it, to be present in as many moments as you can. So you are reaping the benefits of this season that was specifically designed for you. The fourth agreement. Let's round this out. Always do your best. Oh, thank you. That's all I needed to hear as a new mom. Just do your best. That's it. It's not about doing it right. It's not about doing the most. It's not about doing it precise. It's about doing my best. And in this season of stretch, that is all that I can do. It's all that I can do. And all that I can really ask for from other people too. My husband is in a season of becoming a dad, of juggling fatherhood and work and husbandhood. Like, I trust and I know that at all times, he is doing his best. And he knows that of me. And if ever we feel like, I think there's room to grow there, I think there's room to be better, we will have a conversation about it. We will always take full responsibility for what we are bringing, but we'll be clear. We'll communicate about, I feel like we can do this better. I know that we were doing our best, but I think we can do this better. So both things can be true, but just know that your best effort during this season of stretch is perfect. Perfect, perfect. Let me read from the book. Always do your best under any circumstance. Always do your best. No more and no less. But keep in mind that your best is never going to be the same from one moment to the next. Everything is alive and changing all the time. So your best will sometimes be high quality and other times it will not be as good. Honestly, the other night I was doing like a nighttime routine with Mav and I was, you know, rocking to sleep. I was doing all the things, but I just wasn't doing it really well. I was so tired. I like didn't change his diaper really well. It wasn't as tight as or tighter, like kind of precise as it could be. The swaddle was kind of whack. Like I was doing my best at the energy level I had, but you know, the next night was quality, was so much better quality. And that was my best that night, right? So I have a lot of grace for myself and I want you to have a lot of grace for yourself. As you are being stretched, everything is alive and changing all the time. So your best will sometimes be high quality. I said this, but repeating it. And other times it will not be so good. When you wake up refreshed and energized in the morning, your best will be better than when you are tired at night. Your best will be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick or sober as opposed to drunk. Your best will depend on whether you're feeling wonderful and happy or upset, angry or jealous. In your everyday moods, your best can change from one moment to another, from 1 hour to the next, from one day to another. Your best will also change over time. As you build the habit of the four new agreements, your best will become better than it used to be. So just be aware and mindful of like what you are bringing to the table in this season. Honestly, day by day. It will change day by day. Some days my nutrition's on point. I've gotten enough sleep. The sun is out. I've gotten maybe a little workout in before he wakes up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can do it all. This is my best. And some days I wake up and yeah, most things are working against me or I'm like, oh shoot, he woke up early. Can't do anything that I wanted to get done. But I'm going to do my best with what I got, you know? And how do you know it's your best? It's a feeling. It is a feeling. Only you will know. Only you can be honest with yourself and say, you know what? That was my best. And you cannot wait for the validation of someone else to tell you that it was your best. You got to do that for you. You got to do that for you. So my friend, in this season of being stretched, of being pushed to your limits, really pushed to your threshold and beyond your threshold, know a few things. This was specifically designed for you. It is a unique experience to stretch you purposefully. This is priming you for the next season of your life, the next 20 years, the next 10 years, the next 5 years, whatever it is. It is a stretch for a reason. So reframe how you are talking about this moment in your life. Your words are incredibly powerful. Be impeccable with your word. Be impeccable with your word. And along the way, there's going to be opinions. There's going to be people that say things. There's going to be articles and social media posts. Don't take anything personally. Don't take anything personally. And don't make any assumptions. Both of those things carry weight. They will weigh you down. A stretch season is a forward-moving season. You're being pushed. Do not let anything that is not yours weigh you down. Don't take anything personally and don't make assumptions. And let's celebrate just doing our best, just doing our best, not regretting, oh, I could have done better. No. Every hour of every day, it could change. Every day, it could change. Every month, it could change. I'm doing my best today. And how do you know that? Only you know that in your heart. Only you know that in your heart. And if there's something in you that says, you know what, I could do better in this moment, do it. Do it, period. Don't even think, just do better. And that's the honest communication with self that I think is so powerful. So, so powerful in a season of stretching. It's like you'll be unstoppable. You'll be so freaking powerful. It's crazy. So how do we feel? I'm proud of you. I know this season can be intense. I'm in it. I feel it. But honestly, I'm so excited about it. I'm like, who am I going to be on the other side of this? This is crazy. I'm excited to continue to meet her. So get pumped to meet the person that you continue to become. Thank you so much for listening. I adore you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for choosing a solo episode to listen to. Krista and I release these every month. We also have incredible interviews for you every single week. Check out our other podcast, Morning Microdose. We release it every single day during the week, Monday through Friday. It is a dose of the best of Almost 30. So check that out. Ugh, I love you all. Go to almost30.com to learn more about what we got going on. We have our courses and programs, our membership. We also have coming up our holiday gift guide. So stay tuned for the holiday gift guide. We share with you some of our favorites to hopefully help you get gifts for the people you love this season. They're clean and conscious and really cool and useful and, yeah, things that we love and have vetted for you. So stay tuned for that. Until next time, my friends, be good, take care of yourselves, and just do your best. I'll see you soon.